Bob West is busy. Over the past few weeks, he's been running around to churches, career centers, and colleges, urging New Jersey residents to enroll in the new healthcare exchange. Now he's at his office, a makeshift enrollment center in Wayne, where people are in line to sign up.
They're frustrated with the process of doing it online, and that's why these centers are here, to help people to enroll. They need our additional help and our additional resources.
Take Karen Young, a Hillsdale resident who runs her own business. She canceled her insurance a couple months ago, thinking it would be a cinch to get a plan through the federal exchange. As it turns out, not so much.
I would get eligibility, but then I could not view the plans because it kept giving me an error message.
She called healthcare.gov, but the people there couldn't help either.
I talked to some very nice people. I spent lots of time on the phone, but we could never really resolve this. And it was getting to the point where I wasn't thinking that I was going to be able to do this at all because it was just right down to the wire.
About 900,000 uninsured New Jersey residents are estimated to be eligible for coverage through the Affordable Care Act. But after computer glitches and confusion, only a few thousand have signed up over the past 2 months. Governor Chris Christie has been a critic of the law, opting not to create a state exchange and vetoing legislation that would have funded a public awareness campaign about the law. Now, officials are making a last-minute push. Dennis Gonzalez represents New York and New Jersey for the Department of Health and Human Services.
New Jersey is a federally facilitated marketplace. What that means is that the state doesn't run it. We run it, the federal government. And unfortunately, our resources are limited. However, you know, New Jersey is a priority for us.
In the last week, Obama administration officials have held press conferences in the state. Volunteers have convened late-night phone banking sessions, and local contractors have extended hours at pop-up enrollment centers, like this one in Wayne.
Comfortable giving me your phone number?
It's open 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, for appointments and walk-ins. Bob West ushers Young into a cubicle where she meets with one of the assistants. When she comes out, she's pleasantly surprised. She finally got to view plans and is ready to pick one.
That feels wonderful because now I can put all the plans up, I can see the choices that I have, and I can make a choice.
Wes says he's ready to make a choice, too. He spent his career as an accountant and lost his job during the recession. Most recently, he worked at a Whole Foods bakery. But he says he hopes he can keep doing this.
I can think of a couple clients that came in that did not have insurance and thought it was very expensive. And when they got the premium tax credits and the cost sharing, they were elated. I mean, we've had some people crying going out, crying in joy.
Though the deadline for coverage starting January 1st is tomorrow, people can continue to sign up without facing penalties through March. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.